My name is Dwayne Manatti.
Amen.
Right where I'm supposed to be. You know, the God I serve don't make no mistakes. You know, when I stand before my peers, because our literature teaches us that we're more alike than different, right? So right away, my spirit has already shifted to a whole nother level. Because all I have to do is carry the message and not the mess. So I'm understanding today that my primary purpose is to carry the message to the addict who still suffers, inside and outside of these rooms. And I thank God for my predecessors who guided me and taught me how to stay on a journey of recovery. And the key word in that whole piece is journey, because it's a continuation. You don't reach no benchmark where you ride off into the sunset and the work stops. The humility that I've experienced since being in this process has been overwhelming. Before I got here, I didn't know who I was, why I did the things I did. I just did them. And I understand today, after doing some work on me, that I was the hand I was dealt. I no longer can hold on to it was my mama's fault. It was my daddy's fault, because it was seven of us and he wasn't there for me and left me on the porch on numerous occasions. I can't blame the molestation that I experienced growing up as a child, because see what y'all told me since coming here, that this is an inside job, right? And I don't have to feel less than anymore. I'm not the same person I was when I walked in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous 18 years ago. I didn't imagine to be who I'm becoming today based on how I felt 18 years ago. I got a daily reprieve from active addiction. But I got a little secret to share with y'all. I might not use a narcotic, but on a daily basis, I know how to use something or somebody to change my mood. See, I know how to pick up the mask I claim I got rid of when I'm uncomfortable. I'm a walker slow. I truly understand right now I'm doing God's will. This ain't about me no more. I ask him to guide me and direct me, to give me the courage to carry the message. And so as I continue on this journey, I found a lot of things that I wasn't. And what I'm coming to understand is I don't have to keep putting unrealistic expectations on something outside of me. Because what's going to happen is I'm going to continue to stay in that position of negotiating and compromising my peace. Everything I do, I make a conscious decision to do it. Now we're talking ownership. And so like relationships that I get in, I have to check my motive. Because see, I know how it is to be in the familiarity of being uncomfortable and compromised, because I don't have the courage to tell you how I really feel. See, I'm the little boy still growing up. And if you go outside with me and get in the sandbox, it's a possibility I'll take my toys and run. Based on my spiritual conditioning. Because I don't still know how to articulate how to get my needs met. So I'll settle for less, negotiate and compromise and come up short. No different than when I was smoking crack, giving you half on all that I had. Same behavior, just a different outfit. So y'all told me I gotta keep coming back. I gotta keep showing up. And I gotta keep serving. So when I'm going through my most difficult time, that's when I build my character. Because it's through the struggle that I find out how much work I really need to do. I'm so thankful that I understand that things are happening for me, not to me. I'm no longer the victim. But I'm here to report that I know how to go back and pick up the same thing I thought changed before did it different. See, I'm not the one trying to trick, I'm the trick. Because see, I know how to put the mask on and become the coward, the little boy who don't want to be vulnerable and settle for less and negotiate how I really feel because I don't have the courage to say I don't want to. But the God I serve say, if I put you in a box, you can't move. I dare you. Ooh. The journey continues. I waited for this opportunity, not because of my ego and my arrogance and all that old stuff that I can hold on to. I like being part of the solution. Because I know how it is to live in the problem. Cling. Because I choose to not use the tools that's been afforded to me because I don't have the courage to say how I really feel. The acceptance that I have to have, I have to outweigh my expectation. I'm the fat boy who thought nobody would like him. I'm the man who figured because I was molested as a child, nobody would accept me. I'm the dude who dropped out of school and did a lot of drugs to fit in. And y'all told me when I came in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, we don't care who you use with. All we want to know is how we can help you with your problem. The literature don't need no support to stand up all by itself. So I learned through the processes that I got to stop dressing up the outside because I don't have the courage to go inside. Y'all told me the same addict will use again. Clean. But in all actuality, I'm not clean. I'm just existing. Because when you live in different from what your mouth say, when it don't line up with your behavior say, it's a whole different concept. Who am I when ain't nobody looking? I didn't say who are y'all. Because you got your own secrets to deal with. I'm here to expose mine because it's when I expose myself and allow myself to become vulnerable, that's when I can get the help that I need. See, if I tell you half truths, I'm going to get half results. I know how to sell myself short. The beauty in the process is that I'm learning how to be all right with me. I'm learning how to love me. And I'm here to report you guys that it's not always easy. But y'all taught me in the beginning, and as the journey continues, have a network that works. Read your literature when you have a problem, because the solution is in the information that we call steps. I already did all the dances. I had several vehicles. I had the wife, two girlfriends, divorce. Baby mama that wasn't supposed to be a baby mama, some other stuff. And if the tape make it where it make it, I'm free. Because I don't have to worry about protecting an image that I don't have. I'm trying to live versus die. And I'm not talking about a physical death. I'm talking about standing here in a position spiritually empty. Because I don't have the necessary courage to deal with and address the problems that's been with me since day one. They call it insecurities. They call it self-esteem lack of. Self-worth very low. Low self-esteem. Loving others and selling for less. Paying your rent while I'm getting evicted. And I ain't even talking monetary. Putting out your fires with the water hose while my house is burning. Because I don't have the necessary courage to say I don't want to do that. If you think I'm lying, go get the Webster. No is a complete sentence. My predecessors told me a long time ago, this is a life or death situation. Don't take this as it's a game. Somebody's life depends on being here another day. And I remember they told me early on, and still to this day, to become an informed member. You never know who watching you. Because our literature once again says this is about attraction, not promotion. If we could sell it, we had a whole convention. A lot of folk need the help, but they don't want to get the help. Because they're in denial. We might be the only thing that comes between them using in a basic text. Because we carry the message in what we do, not what we say. How our lives has demonstrated a change. Families benefit. Trust is given back through the process of earning it. Keys are given back through the process of earning it. But you got to have the courage to own what's yours. So through the process and this journey, man, like I've been in some places in a fetal position, not knowing what to do with myself. And the only thing that stood between me and using was the God of my understanding. It was about less than 30 days ago, sitting in the parking lot contemplating I didn't want to be here no more. And my life is doing well, but emotionally I was empty. Because I've allowed one more time, the key word, allowed. See, I can't continue to put the focus on the other person, place, or thing when the ownership starts with me. The courage to change the things that I can. I'm talking about the ownership has to start with me. I no longer can stay in a position of being the victim when I volunteered. Because I didn't have the courage to say I didn't want to do this. Because one more time, I wanted to be accepted and validated based on who you thought I should have been. I understand today that I have to continue to practice these principles in all my affairs to the best of my ability. Lowering my own personal expectations and raising my level of acceptance. The basics start with the foundation when I admitted I had a problem. That's how the foundation of my recovery started. I had to figure out something was wrong. But the longer you stay here, the more work you gotta do. The journey continues. And when I got the four, I found there were some issues. Six, I was supposed to get ready for them. Seven, I was supposed, I'm still, double dutch. So if I'm still there, don't go to 8 and 9. You bet not. Because you're going to need to go to the ER when you become emotionally bankrupt because you wasn't spiritually ready for the process of forgiveness. But the hit is, it ain't about the other person. It's about forgiving you for the wrongs you've done. Ownership. Having the courage to change the things that you can. The willingness. And I had to incorporate a God of my understanding that came from the process of trusting and believing that I got in the second step with the hope. I'm glad I ain't put that flannel on me for this. My God. But the beauty of the process is like a flower. You put the seed in the ground. If y'all know anything about God, and you got pruned a little bit. The rock's in the way. That's the roughage. That's the rough stuff you got to move out the way. It's a process. When you put the seed in the ground, it just don't come. The flowers just don't come. It's a process. There's seasons. And you have to, display some patience and some tolerance and some acceptance. And have some courage to know in time, because I have a faith to know it's coming, that it'll show up. Not when you want it to, but when it's supposed to. So through the process, man, I keep trying to change my mood with some stuff outside of me that was more broken than I was. See, I know how to go pick up the broken toys and go in the sandbox and pick up somebody who got the band-aids. You know what I mean? And the boo-boo in the elbow, because it's familiar. But see, I don't know how to go take the risk and look for something that's healthy. Because it's unfamiliar and it's uncomfortable, because I have a fear that won't let me challenge myself. So I settle one more time, become vulnerable for something less than what I deserve. Then once I get in that place of hurt and discomfort, I'm asking myself again, how did you get here? Because you made a decision based on your insecurities and your inability to step out on some faith. But the beauty of the process is, man, I got to stay in position. If I don't stay in position, I'll miss my blessing. And the God that I serve is a forgiving God. Thank God for God. He don't need a half partner. We don't have to cringe because of the God word. You read your literature, it's all through it. But find what works for you. Because you have to find something greater than you to stay here. The Sobby Auto won't do it. The Benz and the Lexus had didn't do it. Because you can't fix the inside emptiness with an outside antidote. It's temporary. And what'll happen is the setup, the hit is, you'll get some highs and you'll get some whoos, you'll get some excitement, and then when it's gone, you got to fill that hole again by digging. And you can't fill a hole by digging, you got to fill it with some substance. Ooh, I'm a little excited. But the beauty of the process is, man, I got to stay in position to keep coming. And so, like, that's the how and the when. And, like, where am I today? I don't have to keep wondering if I'm accepted when I do the necessary work to love me for me. When I sit home and I cry all to myself, it's cleansing. Because that means one more time I get a little stronger. And I don't have to settle for less, depending on how you feel about me on that given day. Setting healthy boundaries. See, today I'm learning to know where my line ends and where yours begin. I am the most important person. Because if I continue to compromise and negotiate to meet your needs, I'm going to continue to come up short. And at this juncture in the journey, I don't have the luxury to go back to a darkness that a God has enlightened me with, y'all. I get excited about carrying the message because that's the only thing that saved my life. I remember being fragile, but I'm healing. I remember being broken. I'm getting stronger. I remember not having, and I'm more than abundantly having now. Not because it sounds good, because I'm staying in position and trusting in the process. And when you're walking in a faith walk, trusting him in spite of you, the sky's the limit. I've been codependent, independent, dependent, lependent, appended. You can't even find a diagnosis for that. Get the DSM-4, niece. You can't even find one. But y'all told me surrender and you win. Simple principle. So when I go home now, put the key in my door. And understand, I don't owe nobody an explanation. Because if you ain't walking in my shoes, paying my rent, or cable, or electric, I don't owe you no explanation. And a lot of times when you're going through, folk really don't want to know how they're doing. They want to know what you're doing. Yes. Or really want to know who you're doing. And they might got a reservation because they trying to go. But I love the word no, because now my peace means that much to me. And not every spirit I want to connect it with mine. So as I come to this junction in my journey, man, I'm understanding that God first, service, society. So I'm going to die. Goodwill. Show up, Wayne. It ain't about you no more. It's about you being a reflection and a demonstration of what God has brought you through in spite of you. I stand before you a whole different person. About maybe 5-6 years ago, I was tipping the scales almost 500 pounds. I don't say that for the weight loss. I say that because somebody might be sitting here wanting to kill themselves with another disorder. Because they're saying, I literally, you have to go outside sometimes, have some courage again, and get some help that you may need that you can't get in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. For the fear of somebody going to judge you when they don't know how it is to walk in your shoes. Become an informed member, not opinionated member. Because we quick to carry the message versus the message. Because we ain't took the necessary time to read the information, but we'll go shout to our feelings and tell you how that worked. I ain't sharing opinion with that either because I've done it. Be careful who you judge on the journey. Because you'll get a turn. How much time I got? Oh, I'm good. So five and countdown. So today I live by myself. I'm enjoying me. The little boy growing up. I'm about a teenager now. Yeah, I'm catching up. You know what I mean? I found I had some other obsessions and compulsions. You know what I mean? I had got this candle thing, right? Look, addicts are real good at what they do. I got so good at Bath and Body Works. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, I would save coupons and get the emails and build a report. Because I'm good at what I do. Hey, how you doing, sir? Man, good to see you. Hey, how you doing, brother? Come back. I ain't got my coupon. You know, it still works. I know how to manipulate. And I looked on my counter the other day and I said, Slim, you got 20 candles in here. You can't burn but one at a time. But I like my house to smell good. You know what I mean? And like, you know, I go home and I watch TV. I'm getting comfortable in my own skin. It's still uncomfortable. I don't know how to live on my own. But I have enough courage to say I'm willing to learn how to, because I am the most important person. And when y'all gone and y'all not around, if I'm uncomfortable with myself, I'm going to stay stuck in that position of compromise and negotiating. In closing, right, I'm the high school dropout. I'm claiming it. Done. Signed it. Next year, I'm going to have my degree. Yeah. Again, the hope hit. The courage. Because see, it was a connection to that. It wasn't a whole school piece of degree. I was a dude that couldn't fit in the seat. Yes. And the self-centered fear and the insecurity said, stop going to school. Yes. But then I shared my experience, strength, and hope. And somebody said, go to the office and tell them you need some assistance. Where you can get the big boy table and the chair. And the pride and the ego and the fear said, don't step out there. But y'all gave me a shot of hope and said, do it. Now I can fit in the seat. I know my serotonin and dopamines and all that's running right now. Yeah, it's working. But in closing, man, I'm thankful to be a member of Narcotics Anonymous, to be in a position to carry the message to the addict who still suffers, to give him a reason not to use. Lose the desire. Dreams come true. I'm evidence of it. Find some courage in that little broken spot that you had that you're afraid to heal from. And grow up. If ain't nobody told you they love you today, I do. I'll keep coming back. Thanks for letting me share.